According to an Oxford University study, nearly half the jobs considered indispensable today, like loan officers, paralegals, baristas, and waiters, will disappear over the next 30 years. As lifestyles and technologies change, so does the demand for certain occupations. For example, when's the last time you saw a lamplighter or a town crier or a door-to-door salesman? Well, this summer we are undertaking a series to look at some of the not-so-common skills that are still being put to good use. We're calling it Once Upon a Job, and in this installment, we travel to Bangor to meet a man who spends a lot of time looking down at the pavement.
I've been staring at shoes for 20 years. It's one of the first things I notice about people. You know, it's just habit. You're walking along the street, you're looking at people's shoes.
That's because shoes are Jonathan Lambert's business. Lambert is a professional cobbler, and yes, he says sometimes people are surprised to learn that cobblers still exist, and not just on the pages of a fairy tale.
I don't have elves. No, they revolted a long time ago.
Lambert, his mother, and a 19-year-old apprentice work out of a shop in downtown Bangor. The family-run business known as Yankee Cobbler is a cheerful jumble of strapless sandals, busted biker boots, and pointy prom shoes, all waiting for attention. If a shoe can be fixed, Lambert says he'll do it, whether it's a $5 flip-flop or a $1,000 pair of designer boots.
You know, typically if you're spending, you know, $100 or more on footwear, that is typically worth repairing, and savings compared to buying new.
Now, how common is that? We kind of live in a throwaway society these days where people can go down to certain budget shoe shops and buy a pair of shoes for $10.
Correct. That is one of the challenges that we run into as a trade. It is a declining trade, so what's typically happening is people retire or have to leave the trade due to medical issues or whatever, and there's no one to take them over. So they either try to sell the equipment at wholesale or try to find a buyer, and they, you know, buy it at a minimal cost.
When Lambert set up his business 12 years ago, he was able to acquire a complete shop's worth of machines for cutting, nailing, gluing, and stitching as a single lot on eBay from someone getting out of the business. So he says it was affordable, even though much of the equipment, such as the stitching machine, is pretty old.
That's like the sound of the 19th century right there.
It is, absolutely. The guts of this machine is probably 120 years old.
Lambert became interested in shoes as a high school kid when he got a job with a shop that specialized in orthopedic footwear and Birkenstocks. Bangor had its own cobbler then, the old Yankee Shoe Repair Shop. But in 2004, it was gutted by fire. Soon, desperate clients were sending their beloved combat boots, broken heels, and torn soles to the next nearest cobbler 60 miles away in Waterville. The onslaught caused that shop to seek an apprentice, and it was Lambert who answered the call.
I thought it would be a good career path, so I went down and trained with him part-time for close to a year and been busy ever since.
At times, Lambert says he was overwhelmed with work, so overwhelmed that his customers were waiting as long as 6 months for shoe repairs. But after taking on an apprentice and getting his mother to help out, the wait is now less than a month. Projects run the gamut from replacing heels and fixing worn-out toes to restoring family heirlooms like antique boots and vintage pumps. Some customers, he says, quite literally want to walk in their grandparents' shoes. Once upon a time, every town in Maine would have had at least one cobbler. Not only did they do the usual fixing of boots and shoes, but they also repaired belts and harness straps. With new technology, 3D printing, and increased automation set to overtake a number of jobs in the coming decades, Lambert's not sure how long he can keep filling a niche. In his mid-30s now, he's a long way from retirement, but he does wonder what his business will be like in 30 years.
So I'd like to see, you know, our society move back into the quality over quantity, you know, and items that are repairable rather than throwaway. I do have two young sons, so Lord willing, they'll be willing to take it over, or one of them will. We'll see. If not, then I suppose I'll try to sell it and get somebody in here that will care about the community as much as I do and make a go of it.
There are only about 10 professional cobblers left in the entire state, and the man who taught Lambert everything he knows, he's retiring this year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.